Welcome to the podcast for St. Andrews Community United Methodist Church, a loving, caring, overcoming community of faith where our mission is making disciples of Jesus Christ.
Friends, and welcome back to our St. Andrews podcast. We are so glad that you have chosen to join us today. Today is a very special day. We are getting ready for our youth to go back to school. It's hard to believe that August is just around the corner, and whenever August hits, I am always thinking about a new schedule and getting back to more of a structured life as my kids go back to school. I'm sure if you have kids or grandkids, you know exactly what we're talking about. And so today with me in studio, I have asked a couple of junior high students from St. Andrews to join me and give us insight into what it means to be a junior high student. And I'm really excited about that. And to help us out today in studio is our Director of Student Ministries, Michael Godwin. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I thought you were going to call me a junior high student there for a minute. I was a little excited.
I know, right? Wouldn't it be awesome? Actually, I think junior high is one of those times in our lives that none of us ever want to go back to.
Right.
Although, it's pretty true. Although, these two guests that we have with us today, they make me so happy. They are two of my favorite people, and I'm really excited for the whole world to get to know them. So in studio with me today, I have Ryan and Brinley. So Ryan, tell us, how are you today? Are you doing good?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
you
know? Good. Do you like being here in studio with us?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah? Is this your first podcast to ever record?
Yeah,
wow.
It is.
It may be just the beginning of his podcast terrifying. Fame. I know, right? It is. I feel that way every time we record. Brinley, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I am doing great. I am so glad that you are here. You have never recorded a podcast either, right?
Never recorded one.
Yes, right. Well, check this off your bucket list, because we have recorded a podcast. It's pretty awesome. Okay, so that the world can get to know you all a little bit as we dive into this podcast today. Brinley, I want you to tell us just a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Brinley. I am 13. I go to SJH. I have mom and dad and my sister, Sid.
Yeah.
Hi, Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted a shout out.
We got to give a shout out to Sydney.
Like
yes, that's right. We love Sydney. Go, yeah. Sydney. Yeah, that's right. Awesome. So you've got some awesome family at home. I love your family. They are fantastic. Tell us what grade you're going to be going into in the fall.
I'm going into eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Yeah, the top dogs.
That's right. You are the upperclassmen of the junior high. That is pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. Okay, Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Ryan. I'm 13. I go to Highland East Junior High. I'm going into eighth grade.
Yeah.
I have a mom and dad. I've got two brothers, and a sister.
He's counting up on his fingers. That's good. Yep, so you got some good siblings. Do you have any pets?
I have a dog and a cat.
Whoa.
The dog's name is Izzy. She's so cute.
Oh, what kind of dog?
I love you, Izzy. She's a husky German shepherd.
Oh, a big dog.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the cat's name?
Cat.
Very original.
Awesome.
Brinley, what about you? Do you have pets?
I do have a pet. I have a dog. His name is Bueller.
Bueller.
Like from the movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Perfect timing as we're talking about going back to school.
Love it.
That's pretty awesome. Well, thank you for letting us get to know you a little bit. So I have a get to know you kind of question I'm sure our listeners are going to be thrilled that I have asked this question. So if you could have a conversation with anyone from history, who would it be? Ryan, I'm going to throw it out to you first.
All right. So, you know Stan Lee, the dude who made Marvel?
The dude who made Marvel, yes.
Yeah, I would talk to him because he's cool. You know, he made Marvel.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, whoa, how'd you get these ideas?
Yeah, exactly. He must have a brilliant mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be very cool to talk to you. Would you talk to him at a Starbucks or at a McDonald's?
At a Starbucks.
Oh, okay, good. That tells us a lot about you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Okay, well, Brinley.
They do not have French fries at Starbucks. That's the disappointment there.
They really have cake pops.
Okay,
cake pops.
Enough.
Okay, cake pops win over French fries. Good to know. So, Brinley, who would you have a conversation with?
I'd probably talk to James Watt, who, like, I'm related to, like, through my grandfather.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, I guess he, like, helped create the concept of horsepower and like the watt measurement. I don't know.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Like wattage and light bulbs.
I think so. And I'd like to like be there like with a relative like when he figured it out.
Oh, that
would
be so cool.
Oh, I'm like related to that.
Yeah. I knew you had cool things running through your blood. That's awesome. So would you have a conversation with him at Burger King or Arby's?
Arby's.
Yeah, me too. We got the meats. That's exactly right. Okay, so very good. That tells us a lot about you guys. I like who you picked. Very creative people. All right, now, here is the question I like to ask you as your pastor. And with your youth pastor sitting here across from you, I'm sure he's going to be taking notes. No pressure.
I definitely am.
That's right. So tell us, I want to hear about your faith story. So things like when you gave your life to Jesus, what that means to you. What are some times in your life that really stand out as this is something that defines my faith? So Brinley, let me throw that out to you.
All right. Well, I officially gave my faith to Christ, confirmation, which was about a year ago in June-ish.
Yeah, I remember going through that with
you. Yeah. And then like to myself, I gave my life last journey camp. So when I was becoming a seventh grader.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
and awesome. It was like a nice change on like perspective. Mm-hmm. And like it means a lot to me because it's like my moral compass.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So tell me about that a little bit, your moral compass.
So like, you know, life is rough. Mm-hmm. And just like the random decisions you make, like, oh, do I go talk to that person or how do I deal when I'm mad at my sister, mm-hmm. you know?
Who you never get mad at,
no,
I'm sure.
We're perfect. That's right. Just kidding.
Yeah, and so it helps you to know kind of how to handle situations like that. So the time when you gave your life to Christ at camp, what experience was that like?
Well, I mean, I've always gone to church, but I've never been, like, fully into church. Yeah. And then that, like, camp, we, like, all hung out, just like group. Yeah. And then, like, the last night at worship, you know, I just got to me. I, like, started crying. And I was, like, and all these people comforted me. And I was, like, okay, like, this is a, like legit thing.
Yes.
I was, like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to, like, commit.
Yeah, good.
And I did, and it's been a great decision.
Yeah, it is a decision that changes the course of your life forever.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Thank you for sharing that.
So was that one of those nights where everyone kind of, like, drifts towards the altar that we
have
at Journey Camp?
I didn't make it to the altar. I was on the side.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shelby and Cole, they were leaders at the time, and they helped pray over me. And then everyone came, and I just lost it.
That's awesome.
Wow, that is so cool. Awesome. I love hearing that other youth were leading you in that. That's really cool. That is really cool. All right, Ryan, tell us about your faith journey.
So I probably gave my life to Jesus through confirmation because, like, ever since I was born, I've just always come to church.
Yeah.
But this was, like, finally my choice. I got to choose him as my Savior.
Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, that's
that was a pretty powerful moment. I remember being there with you. It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how does it help you in life? Like, how has it made things different for you?
Like, I know because I just gave myself to Jesus, so I can trust him, and I can just go through anything, and I know he'll always be here with me.
Yeah. It's amazing to know you always have somebody who's strong and powerful who will always be there. That is really awesome. Okay. As if that wasn't deep enough, we're going to dive into some deeper topics. And Michael, I'm going to be curious to hear your thoughts on these things as well.
Absolutely.
So we know that social media is kind of a controversial topic, especially for parents. Like, I am the parent of two teens who we love. And I know for us, this has kind of been the time in their lives where we've decided, are we going to have Instagram? Are we going to have Snapchat? Or what are we going to do and not do? And I know that a lot of parents will help their kids by making social media off limits altogether. Like, some parents say, we're not doing this at all. And that's a great help to kids because then they don't have to worry about it. They just are like, okay. Yeah. But other parents help their kids by teaching them how to be responsible with it. So they let them have it, but they have some boundaries. So I'm curious, and Ryan, I'm going to throw this question out to you first. What are your thoughts about, like, social media? Do you use it? And why or why not?
Well, what I think about social media is that it can be good because you can, like, find things out and know what is happening, and then you can also talk to your friends.
Yeah.
But it can also just be a way that people can bully without a face and not get in trouble.
That is so true, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that or been, like, sidelined, seen that happen to other people?
Not really.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good because I know it does happen. You're so right about that. So I like that you kind of pointed out the good and the bad about that. So, Brinley, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I have social media, and I'm not completely active. And I like the overall idea of bringing people together that you don't see in your everyday lives.
Yeah.
But I don't like the expectations and the constant worry if you don't post the right thing or at the right time.
Right.
You know, so when I rarely post, I post things that I enjoy, and I post it for myself, not for the people.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah.
And, like, my parents would approve anyone that's following me or that I'm following. Mm-hmm. Like, I keep their opinions in mind because they have more life experience.
Right. That's good. Ooh, giving a shout out to our parents.
That's pretty wise.
Yes.
Right there. Yes.
That is really wise. I love that, too, with you saying that you post it for yourself.
Yeah.
Not for other people or to try to win the approval of others. That's really good. Oh, Michael, tell us more about what you think.
No. I really like that point mainly because I'm thinking of my own Facebook experience of like, do I have to add every relative that comes into my page, or like, is it by my choice, or what is happening right now? Do I have to accept every friend request and going through those problems? And sometimes I'm just like, I could just forget about this for 8 months and not have to worry.
That's so true.
I think, you know, I see the wisdom of the parents who say, I'm not going to have my parents be a part of it. Mm-hmm. But I also think in this day and age, we have to have some teaching along the way with it because it is so heavy in our society, mm-hmm. how people communicate, how people talk. We have to have some understanding of it as we grow up. So
yeah, I think that that's so true. Yeah, because it really is a huge part of our lives.
Sometimes.
It can be really stressful. I think the pressure that comes along with that is something that if we don't learn how to handle it, it can really hurt you over time. So I really appreciate your thoughts. Those are really, really good thoughts. Okay, so another thought and question. We all know that junior high is a really fun time. In fact, one of my daughters was asking me earlier about how I felt about my junior high experience all those years ago. Because I'm old. And so I was telling her about some of the challenges and some of the things I loved about it. But we know that it can be really challenging for a lot of people. So, Ryan, I want to know, what do you find most challenging about this time in your life, being a junior high student?
So, it'd probably be something like my work ethic, because I really don't have any right now, which is kind of bad. And
you don't have a work ethic?
Oh, poor Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just, I'm like, homework? What homework?
Okay. So what do you think you're going to do like this coming school year for eighth grade? How will you work on that?
Well, I'm going to be like, boom, get it done right away and try and always keep things in order.
Yeah, that's good. That's really, really good. And what do you do? Like, what do you do to stay motivated to do the work?
Stay motivated?
Yeah. Do you have like a reward that you give yourself at the end or?
Not really. I just do it so I don't have to do like anything like, because if I don't get it done in class because I'm not doing it, I'm going to have to go do it at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's motivation right there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it at home. I like that. Okay, Brinley, tell us what is the most challenging thing for you right now.
I think it's like balancing everything because like with relationships with people and then getting all the work done, leaving like a good impact like in school and like your teachers liking you.
Yes.
And then like just me in general, like I don't want to go to school every day, you know? It's just like doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. So, Michael, tell us, as you've been working with junior high kids, what do you think are some of the challenges that they face?
A lot of the challenges that junior high kids face is a lot of times there's just a lot of movement. There's a lot of moving pieces to it. There's a new challenge, a new change, a new challenge, a new change over and over. And that's kind of how school is too, is they go to they get used to a class and then they move to the next grade and it's totally different. So it does take a little bit of time to adjust, but I think it's a good process for learning for all of us because our whole life is kind of like that. We are constantly in a change. So I think that's a really big challenge, but it's a really good piece to learn. So I think that one's my biggest one. I think for these two, I've seen a lot with them of just this conversation. The motivation for Ryan is kind of funny for me, knowing who his teacher is going to be next year.
Oh, yes.
But so he's not going to have much of a chance of that. So it should be fairly entertaining.
Thanks, Mom. There's a shout out to Mom.
So it should be fairly entertaining to watch that whole thing go down. But that's an honest problem. Like, I have that. Like, I think everybody, there's posters of Garfield hating Mondays for a reason.
Yes,
like, we all have those motivational things.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of challenges, but they are going through challenges just like we are all going through challenges. And the biggest one for me is just that constant change.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Well, and I think as I watch my girls go through that too, that one of the things I try to do as a parent, and not always successfully, but is remember that we're all in it together.
Yeah.
Like it's all right to walk alongside your kids and the youth in your church. If you don't have kids or junior high kids right now, that's part of what we are as a family of faith, as we walk alongside together in all of that through prayer and community. So, and we can be doing that to help each other out. Okay, so Brinley, I'm going to throw out this next question to you. Okay. So how does your faith in Christ help with that challenge of balance and what you were just visiting about?
Yeah, a lot of it is like specifically going to church. You know, I have those 2 days a week that I can just let everything go, talk to the kids that don't go to my school, you know, complain about going to school.
Right.
And like with Christ, it's like, you know, if I have a test that I'm stressed about, you know, quick prayer. I remember on the first day of school, like they're like, okay, moment of silence to pray. I was like, okay. And I like prayed in my second hour.
I got this, right?
And I was like, I need this.
Yes, exactly. You know? That's good. I like that, reaching out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, knowing that he's always there, like Ryan was saying before. So, Ryan, how does Christ help you with motivation and work ethic?
I just kind of like pray and be like, please just help me just get through this and help me stay motivated to get this done.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. I think that reaching out to God is a big thing. And the thing we can remember is that there's nothing too big or too small that we can reach out to him for. So I think that's really awesome. And Michael, how do you as a youth pastor help with these kinds of things for people?
So I think for me, and it's really interesting that they both said prayer.
Yeah.
Because that's so intentionally done, I think, on our hearts, that our God is always with us no matter where we are, no matter what going through us. So I talked about challenges of that constant change. Our God is with us through each change.
Yeah.
And so it is just a simple prayer away. Mm-hmm. We know something is bothering us or challenging us. It is just a simple prayer to get our mindset back to where we need to be on God.
Yeah.
So I think it's so good.
That's really good. It's like a centering. I love that. Okay, so here is a question that I've sort of been dying to ask you two, because I like to watch you guys at church, and with my girls being friends with you guys, I have gotten to see, you know, how you live out your faith. But I'm curious how you live your faith out when you're at school, and what does that look like for you? So Ryan, what does that look like for you?
Well, I try and find friends that also believe in God, and they just help strengthen my bond with him and stuff like that.
That's good, yeah.
Because, like, one time I went to this party.
Yeah?
So,
full disclosure.
And, like, I found a group of my friends that anytime something bad would happen, we'd be like, oh, Jesus gang.
Yeah, I like that, yeah. Uh-huh, right over here, meet in the corner. Yeah,
That's what we do.
That's really good. I love that, strength in numbers and intentionally seeking people who believe in Christ. That's really good. What about you, Brinley?
I agree with Ryan. You know, like the people that support you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I like my friends that go to school and church with me.
Yeah.
And I'm always willing to talk about my faith in school.
Yeah.
But it's not like I don't want to push it on people.
Sure.
Because I rather like naturally bring them, you know, to church and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's always there, you know, even if it's like for myself some days, but I'll, you know, it's always with me.
Yeah, I think that's really good. One of the things I love about watching you guys is that you can tell that Christ is a part of who you are. And when that happens, it's just, it's natural. I mean, people are drawn to that, and that's really cool. Michael, what about you as you watch junior high students? What do you think they find challenging about living out their faith at school?
I think a lot of it is a social aspect. There is a social aspect of I want to be around everyone. I want to be around the people I really like. And sometimes that does have the challenges of, do they believe the same things I do? And if not, you know, how much of a friend can I be, and how difficult that is. And I think it's a good learning experience to not shun people away who believe differently than you, but embrace them and let them into your groups. But also knowing that where your safe places are, not necessarily, you know, where your friend groups are that you can go to and have these conversations with. Those are so nice to have.
Yeah,
even
that's
like
really true.
Group chat, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
The church group chat saves me some days.
That's awesome. Yeah, so good. Okay, so I want to know, is there any experience in your life that you look back on in your long 13 years of life that you look back on as being really important in your faith journey? I know we talked about, you know, your camp experience or your confirmation experience, but is there maybe someone who's had a significant role in your faith life or something that happened that maybe was a trial that you experienced that helped to grow your faith? Can you think of any of those, Brinley? How about you first?
Yeah, going back to like my church group and seeing how much we've changed since we've all like given our lives and like the difference between both of the journey camps that we went to and how like we supported each other so much differently. You know, it's an emotional time and like, you know, like my nose would be runny and like Ryan's like, I got you. Or like,
I actually heard about that story. It was Ryan's sleeve.
That was a bonding moment for Ryan and I. Or like my sister, changing the subject. My sister, like, you know, you're always nervous to go to youth the first time. And I knew she was there and I knew she was a part of it. And I knew like I had like someone there that in case something happened to.
Yeah.
And then I made my own friends and she's going off. And fine.
She's going off to college. Yeah. How dare she go off to college?
I know.
Oh, I love that. Ryan, what about you? People that have made a difference or a significant experience in your life?
I'd probably say my mom, because like throughout everything, I've done some stupid stuff. And like anything I've done, she's always just been there for me, you know?
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Pretty amazing example of Christ, who is always there for us. That's exactly right. And I like your mom. She's awesome. Shout out to his mom. That's right. All right. So the question you have all been waiting for. Drum roll, please. There you go. Exactly. So here it is. If you could give future parents advice on how to parent a junior high student, what would you tell them? Now, notice I said future parents. This is not giving your own parents advice.
Yeah, no sneak attacks here.
That's right. This is what would you tell someone who's going to have a junior high student in the future about how to help them. Ryan, tell us what you would say.
All right. So I'd say, like, make sure they know what the rules are, but make sure they know that you're there for them and you're along for the ride.
Ooh, that's good.
That's really good.
That's a good. We need to tweet that or something. That was good. Okay, Brinley, tell us about what you would say.
I'd say, like, be patient, you know, because it's a rough time for everyone. Yeah. And it's more of, like, the you and your kid versus the problem rather than you guys versus each other.
That's good.
I always like that. Way of thinking about things.
Yeah.
And like being there, you know, asking how their day was, like actually caring how their day was. Because I know that helps me get, you know, get in the car and I tell mom everything that happened and then I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. It's the unload moment. I totally know what you're saying. And maybe even for parents who have those kids that don't always elaborate, they still want to be asked, don't they? Yeah, because they want to know somebody cares. All right, so as we wrap up our time together, Michael, is there anything else you would say to our listeners?
No, I'm just so thankful for these two in our group. Yeah. You know, Ryan's my hype man on Sunday mornings because he always has energy. And if I ever need a random dance partner or competition, Brinley is the person to go to. She has all the dance moves down, and to all the songs that I don't know how to dance to, Brinley is always the instructor
for
the group.
She's
the
one.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just awesome.
When we're doing like youth stuff, and they're like, okay, Brinley, teach you. I'm like, all right, let's go.
We got this. I am so impressed. Well, guys, I am so thankful for both of you too, and thankful for the ways that you're living out your Christian walk. Keep doing that because you're going to change a lot of lives as you do that. I'm very thankful for you. And thank you, Michael, for joining us
no
and
no
your
problem.
Expertise.
Thanks for having me.
And friends, thank you for joining us and sharing this time with us together. We're glad that you've chosen to listen. And we are excited to see you on site sometime. If you can ever come and visit us, we would love to see you. Our services are at 8:30. No, they're not. They're at 8:15, 9:30. If you get here at 8:30, you'll still get part of it. 8:15, 9:30, and 10:50. And we're always on live at Facebook Live and YouTube Live at 8:15 and 10:50 as well. And I hope that you have a wonderful week and that you're having fun getting back into the routine of whatever your late summer and early fall looks like. But we're very thankful for you, and we hope that you will be blessed.
We're so grateful that you joined us for today's podcast for St. Andrews Community United Methodist Church. We're located at 2727 Southwest 119th Street in Oklahoma City. So if you live in South Oklahoma City, Moore, Norman, Newcastle, Blanchard, Tuttle, Mustang, any of the surrounding communities, we would love to have you join us for worship. Service times are 8:15, 9:30, and 10:50. We hope to see you soon.